Now, Commissioner Mann confirmed that it's scrapping the broadcast moratorium rule for general elections and replacing it with additional care requirements for broadcasters. This was the rule that meant that from 2 o'clock the day before the election, all broadcasting discussion of the election ceased, and I suppose everybody got a break from it as they considered their vote. Matt Carthy, to you first. Will you miss it?
Well, I can't say it had much of an impact on my life. I think there was a period when the broadcast moratorium kicked in that probably brought a bit of relief to candidates, if not the general public, and it sort of gave everyone an opportunity to catch their breath. I think what Commissioner Mann have essentially acknowledged is that they can't regulate social media, and therefore they're changing the rules in respect of broadcast media. As I say, at that stage in the campaign, I imagine most minds will have been made up. I think there will be a particular onus on broadcast media to ensure very fair coverage at that late stage, because anything that would be uttered on in broadcast media, it would be very difficult to rebut in the short time available. So I imagine there will have to be a lot of delicacy from institutions such as your own, Colin.
All right. Speaking of rebuttal, your former colleague Brian Stanley was out there yesterday saying that your party leader handled the case of the complaint against him appallingly. Would you like to reply?
We're concentrating on selecting a new candidate in Laois. Our job at hand now is to provide the people with an opportunity to get Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael out of government after 100 years. That's where we're focused. We've answered quite enough questions in relation to the Brian Stanley matter. It was dealt with in a fair way, in line with best practice. And to be quite frank, Colin, we have a bigger job of work, and that's delivering a government of change for the first time in a century.
Ivana Bacic, the broadcast moratorium. Will you miss it? Do you think it's a good move to lift it?
I think it's a good move. I think it had become really outdated. I think we had always only had a partial moratorium, in fact, because, of course, it didn't apply to online media. It didn't apply to newspapers. It caused a lot of confusion. I'm sure everyone will, and many of your listeners will be aware that people used to think it stopped people canvassing. And, of course, we all, you know, you can keep canvassing right up to it. But I think there's some sensible, they've kept some sensible regulation in there from the reporting I've seen, the Commissioner Mann saying that they're going to continue to ask broadcasters not to report on opinion polls or exit polls.
We are out of time. Will you miss it, Joe O'Brien, in a word?
No, look, I think it's a good thing. I mean, I think what it's going to make safer is that there is always a risk with 24 hours or less to go that mistruths can be put out or half a story can be put out, and candidates in particular can be damaged unfairly by that. Okay. This should prevent that from happening.
All right.